in. It is your girl, Miss Kat, the founder of the Woke Money Movement. And we are here with another episode of the Woken Business Podcast. This is a podcast that we have put together to highlight some of the brightest and shining of businesses. I'm excited every week. It just seemed like, you know, it just gets better and better. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate those that are tuning in every single Monday at 8:30. You can catch us here live at the Woken Business Podcast. And shout out to the Woke Money Wine. Y'all already know how it goes. Woke Money Wine, crafted by Signature Sips. It is fortified 17% alcohol. So this ain't for the weak, right? It is all natural, gluten-free, vegan. So yes, make sure that you tap in and, you know, get you some Woke Money Wine. Now, as per our custom, we normally would, you know, pour up and, you know, have a sip. However, yesterday, was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday that Lisa and I, we went to brunch and yeah, let's just say that she's still on a natural buzz from yesterday. So I'm not gonna make her sip with me tonight, but as per our custom, if you can do us a favor and just introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are and what it is that you do.
My name is Lisa, the Boss Lady, and I am a travel advisor, and I am a travel advisor trainer. I am a serial entrepreneur. I do several things. I also am a notary and a wedding officiant.
Ew. Okay, so we got to dive in. Now, I asked this, so this was like episode one, right? We had a woke confession, and, you know, they have this saying that says, Jack of all trades, master of none. How do you feel about that, like that sentiment?
I mean, I feel like they can sleep if they want to, but not on me.
Okay.
I mean, so, there's the end to that, you know?
So what is the end? Somebody told me the end. What was the end of that again? What was the end of that saying?
A jack of all trade is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one.
Ooh, so thank you for completing that sentence. So like she said, it's better to have a lot of trades than none at all, right?
Facts. I mean, you're either a buyer or a seller. And if I'm buying something, I should sell it.
Listen to her talk those facts tonight. Okay. Well, speaking of, you know, buying and selling, right? We're going to dive into the travel because I think that's the meat and potatoes of who you are and what you do. But let's talk about the other things. What made you decide that you wanted to do weddings? Like, why?
I like weddings.
Really?
Clearly. No, I did my own wedding once, wedding number two. I did that one and I had a great time. I really did. Like, and I still, the team that I use, I still have that team.
Gotcha. You know,
so if somebody wants to have a wedding under 5,000, you know, a beautiful wedding under 5,000, I can help you do that.
Okay. You know? So any lovers in the house tonight, look, Miss Lisa said that if you trying to get your groove on and get married, she can help you do so. Okay. Well, all right. So wedding, notary. Okay. And what element, cause there's different, what I learned. So I have a colleague of mine, that is a notary and she kind of taught me some things. She was like, man, you can notarize like people buying these houses and stuff like that. You can do that. Like, I just thought like, hey, I need these court papers signed. Like, let me get it. No, like, but I guess it's more to the game than just, you know, that. So tell me a little bit about the notary side of the fence.
There is a lot more to the game than that. You can notarize papers for people buying houses. You can also lean into field inspections. Mm-hmm. And a field inspection is like, you know how the people are getting these PPP loans and the PPP people are like, wait a minute, do they really have a business? And then they send a field inspector out to go look at the business physically. And so take pictures of the business and, you know, not just PPP people, but other people that are, you know, funding these businesses. They send people out for that. And then sometimes those mortgage companies, they send people out to take a look to see if people still live in the house that they're getting ready to foreclose, you know, things like that. And it and notary kind of, you know,
hand in hand.
Of those.
Yes. Gotcha.
I am a general notary, though. I don't do the loan signing and the other things. It's a little more technical, like you have to take a test and everything like that.
Gotcha. But, you know, here on Woke in Business, we want to talk about multiple streams of income. And, you know, I think that a lot of people sleep on things like notary, you know, like, you know, you want a little side hustle, a little side business, you know, something to make a little money, like become a notary. You know what I'm saying? I think that's some good, you know, little side money for sure. But let's talk about the travel side of the game, because I know that's your, you know, your bread and butter, your meat and potatoes, and the gravy on the side. So let's talk about, first of all, why are you so passionate about travel? Like, what is it about? Is it because you just like to travel? Like, is it like, I mean, what? Tell me, like, how you got into this in the first place.
How I got into it, honestly, was crazy. I don't know if I ever told you this story. It was very crazy. I worked at a doctor's office, and the person, my best friend, you know, shout out Melissa, she had it sewed up. She had everybody on her team in their doctor's office, and they were going to travel parties, and they were going to here and there. And I'm like, what's that? What are y'all doing? And they were like, oh, yeah, we're travel agents. And Melissa was like, you would be good at that. And I'm like, mm-mm, I'm not a salesperson.
Yeah.
Oh, travel sells itself. That's what all salespeople say.
Exactly.
And I'm just, you know, I wasn't feeling it. But then I just started seeing people living their lives differently. You know,
gotcha.
If I work with you, I know you make the same thing I make. So if you're living significantly differently, then I know, you know, and I kind of just fell into it because the more research that I did about it, the more deeper I fell in love with it.
Gotcha.
The more that I learned how to do it, the more that I put myself out there to get the information on how to book cruises, on how to book people to the Dominican. I just fell in love with it. And then it started saving my life.
So I think we all have that one. Like for me, you know, I do tax prep, and we kind of talked about that, like how tax prep saved my life. And it's just like, what you mean by that? So how did travel save your life?
Ooh.
If you want to look, don't start crying and stuff. Now, look, this ain't that kind of show. Look, no, but seriously, how did the travel business save your life?
I was going through a divorce, so I went from two incomes to one, and I was jumping into this travel business. Didn't know nothing about it. Didn't, you know, but they were betting on me. People I didn't know were betting on me, and they were like, book me to Vegas and book me to this, that, and the third. And when I was finding these prices, they were jumping on it. So I was booking it and still trying to go from two incomes to one. That's not something that you can reconcile in 1 month.
For sure.
And so I was maybe, you know, a couple of months in, and just my light bill was due, and I know he was gonna help me. I don't want to ask for no help.
For sure.
You left me. I don't want you. And I did, you know, I did ask him, and he did give me the money. And I was so upset, just distraught, going to the mailbox. And I went to that mailbox, and there was a check in there from the first people that I had ever booked. And they had paid on it for so long, I forgot they went.
Gotcha.
And so I took that money back to him so fast.
Understood.
And my lights didn't get cut off. And that was October the 14th, 2016. And I've never asked anybody for anything since then.
I love it. So just the freedom of not having to ask, you know what I'm saying? Hey, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? I think that alone, you know, is life changing. You know what I mean? And so from there, you become Lisa, the boss lady. So tell us about, you know, from 2016.
Right.
Now we in 2024. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the journey.
2017, Hurricane Harvey took every single thing that we had and relocated at the drop of a dime at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
With $1,000 that I had earned from booking travel when previously, the week prior, I had gotten fired from my job.
Mm-hmm.
And the week prior to that, my house was burglarized. And so when I say that it saved my life, they hadn't even, when I ran over to my apartment to get the things on the 26th of August, the day that Harvey hit, at 4 a.m. With my sleepy kids, like, what's my mama doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I ran over there to do that, they hadn't fixed those windows that he had busted out of my house.
Wow.
So we would have drowned.
Wow.
We would have drowned. Our street went underwater, the whole thing. The
Jesus.
Whole street. Yes,
Jesus.
I lived on Cypress Station. And the street went underwater. We left at like 4 a.m. And the night before, I'm crying, talking to my friend. And I'm saying, I can't afford to go to Dallas with my mama.
Yeah.
I want my mama because I'm responsible for four people being alive. And that's a lot.
That's for real.
So I want my mama. And I'm crying. I don't have the money. And I wake up at 4 a.m. And Melissa, she was like, I think you just not checking the right bank account or something, because I know you got some money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have no money. And I did. And I woke my kids up, and my kids, they probably still don't know what was
happening
that day.
Yeah.
They were like, you know, I woke my kids up, said, hey, get up. We're leaving right now. And that's literally what I said. And they got up and we went and we grabbed what we could grab from that apartment. We left, hit 45 North. I was crying and scared the entire time because when Hurricane Katrina happened, remember, they were showing the pictures of the people in their
on
cars.
Stopped drowning. Yeah.
Yes. And I knew that was us.
Yeah.
I just knew that that was, I know I was overreacting, but I'm a flight risk when you say hurricane. I don't do it. And so I got to Mesquite and I signed a lease. I got off the freeway and signed a lease. And we moved that night. And by the time we had got settled with air mattresses and toilet paper, the entire street that I lived on was underwater.
Wow. Wow.
It was like my niece lived in the apartments next to me. She told me that it wasn't underwater yet. No, it wasn't underwater yet. But she said the water was to her chest when she
walked
to the end of the street to get to her dad. And I felt horrible because I left my city. I love my city. But I felt blessed because, you know, me and my kids
made it out. Mm-hmm.
And I lived in Mesquite for 4 months before I realized that I didn't have a job because I was fighting FEMA. My daughter had lost her car. I had to get her into the dorm at Prairie View. I had to get my kids into school with no documentation.
Jesus.
Because I just forgot to look for a job. And it was Christmas time. And I was like, oh my, how am I going to get my kids Christmas? And I was still with no job paying my bills with this business.
Well, look, let me take a sigh. Ooh, woo, sigh. What a story. And I'm just happy to hear that you made it through that. You know what I mean? But that is a testament, like for people that be like, oh, that's just a little side thing or whatever the case may be. Like, this lady is explaining to y'all how it literally saved her life. Literally. Like, you know, she checked the mail or however that worked. And there was money there to allow you to escape, you know, to get out. And like you said, it had been months before you had, or however long, you know, after you got out of that situation. So I could really see how, you know, that is a life-changing situation for sure. And I'm glad that you're here to tell the story.
That was 2017 though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's 2024. Last year, something else happened to me, you know, and it's like, sometimes it's stuff that I don't do, but it's sometimes stuff I do.
Yes.
And until the trouble, they always come and
scoop
here go a commission check.
Yeah, for like, real.
Oh, you booked this cruise. Here you go.
Like,
and
real.
I'm like, oh, okay. Yay.
Got you.
You know, but any side hustle, anything that you do that you call the side hustle, that's what it's going to be.
For sure.
If you treat that business like what it's going to be, what it's going to build up to be, then that's what it's going to pay you. Like, if you say, oh, this is my little side hustle, oh, I love my 9-to-5 more, then that's exactly what it's going to pay you. Like,
and you know, that's funny that you said that, because today I actually had a strategy session with one of my agents, and we kind of had that same conversation, because I said, do you want to scale your tax business? Or are you trying to just side hustle taxes? Like, what are we doing here? You know what I'm saying? Because you do have to be intentional. And like you said, I don't, it's not just with the tax industry. That's with any industry. Like, if you want to be a six-figure person, you got to have a six-figure mindset. You can't come with a minimal wage work ethic and think that you about to blow it up. You know what I'm saying? But what I do know about the industry that you're in, it do kind of sell itself. You know what I mean? So tell us about that, because you always telling me, Kat, you over here, you're doing that, you're doing this. You should be getting a paycheck if you're gonna, you know what I'm saying? That's how it sounds in my mind. Don't mind me. But but tell us about how easy it is, you know, to kind of be in the industry.
Well, we are already in the industry. If you go on Expedia, you're already a travel agent. You just need to get paid. There's a commission there. You just don't see it. So all I do is try to help you pick up the paycheck that you dropped on the floor that you didn't see. That's it. You know, there's people out here that are, oh, we're going on a girl's trip. Oh, cousin's trip. Oh, family reunion, XYZ. You're already a travel agent. All I'm trying to do is help you pick up the paycheck you dropped on the ground. That's it.
Wow.
You know, you're planning these trips and you should get paid for it. It is an income opportunity. Every single thing you do is an income opportunity.
And it's funny that you say that, because you're right. And you're the one that actually opened my eyes to the fact, like, if I'm going to refer this, I need to get paid. Or if I'm going to be dipped in this, I need to get paid. Like, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, that's correct. Like, if you're going to be out traveling around and doing this and doing that, why, what you say? Why get a receipt
instead of a paycheck?
Instead of a check. Do y'all hear that? So, you know, I mean, for me personally, I'm just an advocate of, you know, getting out of survival mode, right? And like you said, if you're going to be booking trips anyway, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like, subconsciously, because you do it so well, like, you always be that chick. Like, I'm going to go to, you know, Kat, because I know she going, you know, like, she's good at organizing, you know, she's good at putting things together. Like, if you know that you're that person, right? Like, we all have that person in our friend group that's like that chick, right? So at the end of the day, you know, I would just imagine it should be very easy to transition into something like this.
It is, but the reason why that people don't do it is because it's so easy. You know what I mean? Like, fear of success. A lot of times, it's too easy. There's no way it's that easy, right? And that's in it, and it literally is. You pay $200 and you walk into 30 years of credential, 30 years of preferential treatment, 30 years of supplier like ranking. Like, so you're walking into that with $200. You didn't have to vet a supplier. You didn't have to fight for commission to go from 8 to 16%. You didn't have to do any of those things. You literally paid $200 and boom, you can make money on the travel that you book. That you're already going to book, though. You're going to do it anyway. And there's literally money there that you don't see. I just want you to see it and get it. It makes my stomach hurt to see people traveling. And they're like, oh, I saved money by da-da-da-da-da, but you missed thousands.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
Got you. And I think that's what I advocate for as well. Like, mindset. Like, man, it's just the mindset of these people. Like you said, you rather go get a receipt and just be like, yeah, I saved some money, rather than saving some money and also getting a paycheck. Like, if this, guys, anybody that's under the sound of my voice or listening to me or watching me tonight, you know what I'm saying? If you travel, you know what I'm saying? And you know that you that girl or that guy that's always putting together the girls and guys trips, right? Like, you need to consider joining this industry. Now, what does it look like from the perspective of being a part of the industry? Like, what does that look like?
Well, for one, if you're going to jump in, you're not going to just jump in with somebody that's popular that you know, or, you know, something like that. You're going to do your due diligence because my agency is 105,000 deep. Okay. There's 105,000 of us. And not all of us are certified to train, about 175 of us.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So you say less. Do some due diligence, right? So now don't get it twisted though. If you join with somebody that's not certified to train, don't mean I won't train you. I absolutely will, for sure. You know, but do your due diligence as far as who you want to do business with.
Gotcha.
You know, go in with what you want. Go in with your expectation. Don't just say, well, I just want a little side hustler. This is, you know, because that's what it's going to be. And then you're going to be disappointed and you're going to be mad. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to feel like you got scammed.
Yeah.
But don't scam yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, think about what you want out of it and go after it. Do be intentional about what you're going to do and go into it knowing that it's like, it's literally possible. There are people that make $1 million a year booking travel.
I would imagine so.
Several people.
I would imagine so.
Yes, I have one lady that I mentored. She sold $934,000 in travel last year.
Wow. Exactly. So.
From her phone.
Like that's what I'm saying, guys. It's so easy. Like, it's so easy to make money. There's no reason why we should be broke, okay? So I want y'all to open up your minds, open up your hearts. This is woke money movement, right? I need y'all to wake up and let's get to the bag. So Miss Lisa will be at the Woke Money Conference this June 8th. Tickets are available at wokemoney.org. So if you're, you know, interested in travel or just any other information that can help change the trajectory of your life and what you're trying to do, you definitely want to get tapped into the Woke Money Conference. What are some things, you know, that they can look forward to? Because I know you're going to be there vending. So will they have an opportunity if they want to, you know, get signed up, or how does that work?
For sure. I'm always available, you know, to speak with someone, to just give them information, because I'm 1000% transparent and I want you to have 1000% information. When you partner with me, you're not going to be, you know, wondering what it's going to be about or anything like that. No, you got a checklist. And when you finish that checklist, we'll have a mindset call. We're gonna, you know,
it's for real.
That's what's going to happen, because I know what it's like to partner with somebody and then be let down and not, you know, not be pleased with what I got. No, you're going to be wide open when you go into business with me, because you'll never get to say, oh, that girl lied.
Gotcha.
Never.
Gotcha.
You get to say that. Anytime that I'm anywhere, you'll have the opportunity to, you know, to have a conversation with me. I'm gonna give you 100% of the information, make sure that you're able to make a valid decision. Even if you say no, it needs to be an informed no.
For sure. For sure. So we're going to see you at the conference on June 8th, NRG Center, wokemoney.org. But for those that want to tap in beforehand, because June is a long time, I'm ready. I might be ready today to start booking travel. Right. So if I want to stay connected with you and, you know, join your team or whatever, how do people do so?
So I'm Lisa the Boss Lady on all socials, on Facebook, on TikTok, on X, on Threads, on Instagram. Lisa the Boss Lady, and it's THA.
I was about to say THA, okay? don't forget Lisa the Boss Lady. So make sure that y'all connect with her. Make sure that you come see her at the Woke Money Conference. And just make sure that, like I said, if you that guy or that girl that's always putting together the functions, you know, you may want to consider just even like she said, getting it, the information. Just get the information is free, guys. It's free. So I appreciate you, Miss Lisa, for coming to the Woken Business Podcast, for gracing us with your story and just being who you are. Before we go, is there anything that you want to say or any shout outs that you want to give before we wrap it up?
I do want to shout out my daughter. She is 25 years old today. So
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. But I want to say to everybody, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. You know, anytime that you don't ask a question, the answer is automatically no. I'm going to always take that shot. And so should you, because it's going to be a benefit to you. I'm out here fighting for everybody's last name. Won't you join me in the fight for yours?
Well, mic drop. Look, so on that, look, on that note, we're going to go ahead and get to a commercial. But Lisa, I thank you again so much for your time and patience. We'll see you at the Woke Money Conference. And of course, we're going to stay tapped into everything that you do and stay blessed.
Thank you.